Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Gals on the Go podcast. My name is Brooke. I'm here today without my co-host Danielle chatting with you guys. I am so excited to be doing this solo episode. Danielle has a very hectic week at home with a ton of visitors. I'm sure we'll hear about it next week. And you guys probably are following her on her social media and seeing what is up. But she's had like a million visitors from like a ton of friends of college, friends from college that are visiting her at her house. And she is enjoying her little summer vacay. And that is very rare for Danielle. So I'm going to let her enjoy her life, and I'm going to do a solo episode for you guys today. I was really not sure what to talk about for a while there, and then all of a sudden today I had a little epiphany, and I want to talk to you guys about the concept of quote-unquote adulting and kind of growing up and life post-grad and all of that craziness. I know some of you guys are going through it with me at the moment. Some of you went through it last year. Some of you are going through it in the next, you know, 2 or 3 years, whatever it may be. I think we're all going to, you know, hit this phase at once, and it doesn't have to necessarily be, you know, when you graduate college. It could kind of be at any phase of your life, you know, if you aren't going to college or whatever. I think everybody hits this epiphany at one point where you're like, okay, I have to actually be an adult now. And I'm definitely going through it. Maybe it's a little late for being 22. I feel like that's pretty standard age to kind of have these quarter life crises and whatnot. But I figured I would just sit and chat with you guys today and share with you all of the things that I'm learning and just general tips that I could pass on if I, you know, could tell someone who's a year younger any advice that I've kind of learned along this process. I've definitely gathered a few things. And it's all good. So if you're new to Gals on the Go, welcome. We upload new podcasts every Wednesday about college, post-grad. We're both, I hate to use this, influencers. We are both YouTubers, you know, turned social media in general, you know, Instagram, all the whole bit. So we talk about things related to that and then lifestyle tips. So you should definitely subscribe to the show to be notified every single time we post, but it's always on Wednesdays. Very exciting stuff. I know I love when you guys send in your pictures too. And tag the Gals on the Go podcast Instagram. Like, we love to, you know, reshare on our stories and stuff. So if you're on the go right now or just listening, looking for a little inspo, screenshot your screen, tag us at Gals on the Go podcast. Love it. And you could also tag our personal pages or, you know, follow along. I'm personally trying to get better about Instagram. I kind of had an epiphany the other day where I was like, okay, I need to actually, you know, try with my Instagram. It's just at Brooke Michio. I know my last name is confusing. It's M-I-C-C-I-O. And Danielle's is at Danielle Carolyn. I'm sure you guys all follow her. The aesthetic queen, fashion on point. You know how it goes. And also, if you, you know, are a fan of the podcast, join the Gals on the Go Facebook group. I have learned so much information from this Facebook group. You guys are so informative, and there's just like such great chats every single day. Everything is very insightful and positive. It's a very positive, uplifting community. So if you're looking for, you know, a group to join on Facebook, check us out. And that's all good stuff. Woo! What a freaking week, you guys. Oh, banging my phone around. It's actually currently Sunday when I'm recording this, Sunday of Memorial Day weekend. I was going to wait to record this till Monday, but I just got super inspired and I just pulled out my mic and I was like, let's do this thing. So Danielle and I chatted last Monday, and a lot has happened since then. And like I said, I'm going to be discussing adulting, but we have business to get into first, you guys, you know. So let's kick it off with the highlights and lowlights.
Highlights and lowlights.
So a definite, I guess we'll start with low light. Yeah, I should probably start with the low light. So it's kind of a high and a low. I've been having a really like good few weeks, just super chill. This is my summer and it's been very calm and peaceful around here. But however, with that being said, there were two really big travel days this week. I went to Chicago and Boston, which are definitely my highlights. But the low light of that is just like really aggressive travel days. They're both very far and we did them in one day. The Chicago thing was a plane situation. So we traveled. I've never done a one day trip to an entirely new city that's not like drivable. So this was a first for me and hopefully a last, because I'm not going to lie, it is not fun. I wish I was able to stay for a night, but we were just pressed for time. So I went with my mom. I'll talk more about, I guess, that in the highlight. went to Chicago with my mom for a work thing, but we left our house. The Uber came at 3:30 a.m. and then we were in an Uber back, like, from the hotel, not from the hotel, from the airport, sorry, back to our house at, what time was that? Probably like 10 or 11 p.m. We got home at like midnight. So it's just been a really aggressive travel day. I was able to sleep on the plane and stuff, but I would highly recommend not doing that. I know, you know, sometimes in business you have to do that. And the thing that was the worst about it, about that specifically, was that I was in business attire and I went dressed just so we can hop off the plane and go to work, which was very necessary because we were on a strict schedule there. However, it was not comfy at all. I was in like a really cute outfit. It was all from Express and it was like business clothes. And I loved the way it looked, don't get me wrong, but not a fan of sitting on the plane in that or just traveling. I turned to my mom at one point. I was like, I should be wearing leggings right now. And she was like, no, like people wear clothes. You know, I always see people at the airport that are dressed up like nicely. But in this case, it was so early in the morning. Like we were there at 5 a.m. like eating our breakfast and like looking around. I was like, we are definitely the most like too like done up, like full face of makeup, etc. And I hate traveling with a full face of makeup on too, just because I feel like it's so bad for your skin on the plane and everything. I would prefer to like just let it go natural and like wear my leggings and comfy clothes and then bring a change of clothes in my bag if I need to immediately go somewhere. So next time I will be bringing a change of clothes. That was not ideal. And just pushing, like, it's just not healthy. I feel like, you know, doing it all in one day, like sleeping on the planes and stuff, my neck hurts. Not to be like, oh, this is what was me, but like it does affect your body and stuff, and it's definitely not healthy for you because, you know, you're supposed to be like up and moving and like probably not pushing your body to its limit like that. So definitely not ideal. And then we went to Boston to look at apartments for me, my mom, dad, and I. And that was on Friday. We actually did that in one day as well. So but that was a driving situation. So we drove. Actually, there's like multiple ways you can get to Boston. You could do a train, you can drive, but then you'd have to pass through kind of like New York City, Manhattan, which is a lot of traffic, or you can go around and circumvent everything. Is that the right word? I feel like that's like Christopher Columbus, like circumvent. So you drive out east on Long Island and take the ferry and it gets you to Connecticut, and then it's like on the border of Connecticut and Rhode Island, basically. And then, you know, you pass over Rhode Island and then you are in Massachusetts. So that's it. It was still like with traffic and everything, it was probably 5 hours each way too. So that was just a really aggressive day too. And I didn't have to drive, thankfully. My parents don't like me driving because I don't think I'm a bad driver, but they just get like freaked out when I drive. So I just am a passenger and I sit and chill, which is really nice. But at the same time, I just feel bad. So definitely trying to chill out. You know, I think we were learning our lesson too, being like, okay, we can't, you know, do this anymore. I think in theory it's like, no, it's fine, it will just be one day, but it's like, okay, that's just, it's just a lot, it's very aggressive. And I think I thought Boston was a lot closer, but 5 hours really is a pretty hefty trip to do all in one day. So next time I go up, I think my parents will be staying in a hotel or like staying with me in my apartment, like when we do the full move-in thing, because that was just like too much. No Yeah. So now we'll hop into the highlights. I wanted to talk to you guys about my trips to Chicago and Boston. So, and I'm very thankful, of course, to be able to, well, my parents are incredible to be able to like take me to Boston, do the whole process with me and stuff. Like I've said, they've been like my rock through the whole applying to apartments and stuff. If you don't know, I am moving to technically Cambridge. It's now. I'm moving in mid-June to start my like adult job. I'm working for a tech company and doing sales, and that is outside of Boston. I'm like living closer to Boston, like in Cambridge, and it's so great. So that was the Boston apartment hunt. I vlogged it all for YouTube. So we toured three. So the first one, I thought, honestly, on this is why you have to get in and physically see the places, you guys, because online the first one looked like it was everything and more. I was like, this is the perfect aesthetics, and it really was like nice, except that the overall vibe of the building was just very dark and it smelled bad. Honestly, it just felt like very old, and it was, you know, converted and supposed to be that like industrial looking vibe, which if you go to my YouTube channel, which is just youtube.com/BrookeMichio, that's like where the hub of my content lives, just if you're wondering. I'm a YouTuber turned podcaster, or if you're new to the show or whatever, you didn't know that. Hi, welcome. And so yeah, the first one, then we ruled out. Second one, loved, just super modern. It was only built like 3 or 4 years ago, so just really recent. And the studio is like a great layout. And then the third place was just kind of a little bit too far from like the action of like the city. But it was really nice, and definitely, like, you get the most for your dollar there because it's brand new. I'd be the first one living in that unit, which was really cool. However, I think the second one is definitely for me. So we couldn't see the exact unit, but the move in is going to be in mid-June. I actually don't have, like, technically, like, on paper, right now it's Sunday, like I said, and I don't technically, like, have this apartment, have it. So keep me in your thoughts. I'm hoping that everything works out. And yeah, I just felt like when you know, you truly know. I felt very at ease at this place. The people were great. I was definitely looking for some nice amenities, which is, it was something that's important to me. I really wanted to have a nice gym in my building, and I don't really care too much about, like, the club room and stuff, but I feel like all these modern apartments, you know, have that. This one has, like, a movie theater room. A lot of them have that. And great distance to the highway for work, so I can just pop on. Obviously, there will be traffic and whatnot, but it's, like, a good distance in between because it's close to Boston itself. Like, all I have to do is really, you know, go, like, a mile or two into Boston, but then I'm also just, like, right near the highway for work. So it's the perfect in between, in my opinion. So cross your fingers for me. I'm hoping everything works out. And if you want to go get a visual look of what these apartments look like, go head over to my YouTube channel, self promo, but it's hard to describe, you know, over podcast, like, in your ears, what it looks like. However, I am trying to save some excitement for the move-in vlog and, like, show you guys how we decorate and stuff, and very excited about all of that. So that will be mid-June, which is fun. And then Chicago, I went to a little trade show with my mom. So my mom works in the food industry. So she's kind of, like, I feel like I've talked about her job before, and she's, you know, been on this podcast and whatever. But if you're a new listener, she is an independent contractor. I guess she, like, has a partner and stuff in her company. However, she works to bring specifically food that's, like, her little niche. I think it's niche. She works to bring food to QVC, and she only works for, like, QVC and, like, shopping television channels, basically. So she brings whatever food brands. So she has to, it's very important to go to trade shows to keep up with the current products and see her current customers, but then also, you know, meet new customers and stuff. And basically, like, it's like sales. That's, like, true sales. It's like, you know, doing the networking bit and then seeing the new products that are available and what the trends in the industry are. It was super cool. That was my first, like, trade show. Besides, this is a throwback. If you guys know old YouTube, I went to IMATS many, many times. This is a throwback, actually, you guys. Danielle and I used to go to the New York City IMATS shows, and we were just simply not friends. Like, I didn't know her. I didn't even know that she was there until, like, after we became friends, that we would look at back at our pictures and be like, oh my gosh, you were at IMATS. I was at IMATS. So weird. So it's just, like, a weird circumstance thing. I don't even remember who I went with. One year I went with a bunch of friends from high school, but I don't know who I went with in the later years. But IMATS was really, really cool. And that's, like, a makeup trade show, but it's such a different vibe because it's open to the public, and it's more of, like, a, you know, you get special deals. You can go to the Stila booth and get, like, an eyeliner for $5. But when you go to a food trade show, it's more like, take our samples, try them, and then, you know, call us back if you want to place an order. And that's kind of more how it goes, and, like, relationship building and, like, more aggressive sales. And it definitely taught me, everyone that I met was like, oh my God, are you and your mom working together? And I was like, no, like, I have a full-time job. I'm just here for moral support. And, like, I, you know, was helping her on the phone and, like, taking people's information and stuff. But if I ever am looking at a new career path, it's definitely something I would consider. I don't really want to, per se, love your mom, but I don't really want to work with my mom. However, working in this field is definitely super cool. I like the idea of, you know, traveling and meeting new people and relationship building. And obviously, who doesn't love food? But it was the sweets and snack show. So it wasn't, like, gourmet meals. It was, like, legit snacks. So there was, my favorite booth was the Hershey's booth. And it was, like, they had, like, a sundae machine, because they're just like, hey, try our sundae product. And if you like it, you know, buy it for your, like, ice cream store at home. I don't freaking know. And then they have chips and all that stuff. And this is so weird. I've been really into, like, turkey jerky. Oh my God, this is so weird that I'm even saying this. I don't know what happened to me. Something, like, a switch flipped, and I'm, like, into it now, and it tastes so good, and you can get all these different flavors of it. I don't even have, like, one specific brand to recommend to you guys, but I was just trying a bunch of that kind of stuff at the show, and it's really good and filling because it's, like, you know, meat. I don't really know. Good stuff. So if you guys have any recommendations, I don't know. I love snack food. That's, like, my favorite. I could totally do without, like, meals. Like, I just love snack food, like popcorn, chips. Not really too into candy, but yeah, anything cheesy. Oh, I love it. So it was a lot of fun, a lot of unhealthy food. And I guess that would be coupled into the low light, just unhealthy food in general and just unhealthy eating. But you know how it goes. So before we go any further, I want to talk to you guys quickly about Scentbird. Have you guys ever had someone come up to you and say, "You smell amazing. What perfume are you wearing?" Because honestly, I'm not gonna lie, that's the best feeling ever. I love it. And Scentbird's really awesome because it's a luxury fragrance subscription service for perfumes and colognes. So if you're looking for a way to swap out the way that you're smelling often, this is definitely the move for you. They have over 450 designer brands for you that are going to help you choose, you know, a perfume or cologne. So it's nice too, if you have a significant other or whatever, you can kind of alternate between the perfume and the cologne. But they have brands like Prada, Tom Ford, Versace, Dolce & Gabbana, Glossier, etc. So this month I actually got Dolce & Gabbana Light Blue. Well, I guess not this month, but they sent me over Dolce & Gabbana Light Blue and Gucci Guilty, which are two perfumes I have not tried. And you guys, I am obsessed. They are so good. And it's so cool because you get to try the brands you want. It's the real deal. They're not like knockoffs. It's the real brand. And they're going to send you a 30-day supply in this cutest little portable scent little mabobber, but it's a spray. Because I think it looks like a rollerball, but it's actually a spray, which is even more convenient because you can kind of spritz yourself up. Perfect for on the go, perfect for your work bag. All gals on the go, you guys need this. This is a really, really good product for everybody who's on the move. And if you're not sure what type of scent you're looking for, you guys can sort and find your new fragrances by like brand or style. You know, you can say like, "I like this brand, so maybe we'll recommend you something else." I've been working with Scentbird forever, and I know so has Danielle. We're both very, very big fans of the company, and we love everything that they are doing. And now with an exclusive offer just for our listeners, you can get 50% off your first month today. That's only $7.50 for your first fragrance. Okay, can we talk about that? That's amazing. Go to scentbird.com/GOTG and use the code GOTG for 50% off your first month. Once again, that's scentbird.com/GOTG, like gals on the go, get it? For you to try your first perfume or cologne for just $7.50. So excited to be working with Scentbird, you guys. I'm a really, really big fan of them. And I think you guys will love, especially if you're looking for, you know, something new. Swap out your scent. Love that. So now we'll talk about something else that I'm loving, another current favorite. This is going to be so random.
These are a few of my favorite things.
My favorite thing right now is the water I've been drinking. Okay. So at home, we go to this place. It's local, I'm pretty sure, just to Long Island, but I know that they do this type of thing all over the country, at least in the United States. I would say that they probably do it in other countries too. I know we have a few international gals and guys out there. So, hey guys. But it's basically pH water. So I'm no expert. I don't really want to get into the science of this. I honestly drink it for the taste. So the place that we go on Long Island is called Fountain, like pH Ountain, because it's supposed to be like pH water, basically. So they purify the water in such a way that it makes, oh my gosh, I don't even remember if it makes the water high or low alkaline. I think it makes the water very alkaline because you want your body to be like kind of in the middle, but your body's very acidic, so you have to, you know, make it more alkaline, something of that sort. So there is like science behind it, but honestly, the taste of like pH filtered water, I love it. It's so crisp. It's so clean. If you have one of these fountain places, if you live on Long Island, you're going to have to go check it out. The water's amazing. I have my hydro flask next to me. I can't stop drinking. My mom and dad are like, "You're a camel. You drink so much water." I know I drink a lot of water, but it's also because the taste is incredible. But I also like getting the, what is it, like Essentia. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of plastic bottles, but if I have to, if I'm, you know, a gal on the go or something, I get the Essentia kind or any really, I know Trader Joe's has one, like a high pH water. So definitely check them out. I like the taste of them. I think they're a lot better than just like a general spring water. Let me know if you guys think you taste a difference too. I'm like weird. I totally can recognize water based on the taste. I should do one of those like blind water taste tests because I would definitely pass it. I'm really good at identifying like this is this, etc. Yeah. So let me know what you guys are loving too. I'm always on the hunt for new things and I've been trying to save money. Life is so freaking expensive, you guys, and it's hard. Okay. I'm trying to save money, but then at the same time, I have all of these, you know, things coming up where it's like, okay, I have to spend money on new work clothes or I'm splurging on whatever. Like I splurged this week. I mean, totally right cause, but my mom and I bought each other like these nice bracelets this week. It's just, you know, little thing, and that's not my own doing, but little things keep coming up in the way and life is getting in the way, but it's, don't even worry about it. Okay. So, like I said, asked you guys what you wanted to hear, and many of you also said something involving wine. And don't worry, that's going to be saved for another day. We'll do like a little sip wine Q&A, maybe something like that. But like I said, I had this epiphany, and I wanted to discuss how I am, I have to put air quotes around this, so you see me doing air quotes right now, how I'm adulting. And I know that this is like a random word. It's just, you know, kind of finally coming up. I listened to this podcast today, actually, that I found on, I believe I found it on Spotify. It's called Life After College by Quick and Dirty Tips. Not being paid to promote this, I just found it was like recommended to me on my Spotify homepage, and I was like, sure, I'll give it a listen. And they talked all about, you know, the definition of adulting, and I kind of wanted to share it with you guys too, if you're like, what the heck, it doesn't mean. Yeah, post-grad life hits hard, basically, and it's all hitting me very hard right now with the realization of getting my own apartment and buying a million different things, and like, I'm gonna have my own kitchen, and I don't know, it's just a lot is happening really fast. So this is what the Oxford Dictionary, yes, it's in the Oxford Dictionary online, at least, the definition of adulting. It is the practice of behaving in a way characteristic of a responsible adult, especially the accomplishment of mundane but necessary tasks. Yeah, there we go. And it's not easy. So I'm sure a lot of you guys are in this boat too. I've shared, you know, how I am going through very mixed feelings of excitement and stress. And then, you know, you place these really high expectations of yourself. Like, you know, I have to make sure I love my job. And it's just, it's a lot at once. And clearly I haven't started my job yet or really gotten to that phase. So obviously that all of those updates are definitely to come. But I wanted to share with you guys just my tips of what I've been doing in the past few weeks to kind of get super organized at home, and how I'm, you know, practically spending my time in a way that I feel is really productive and efficient in managing all that I have to do, basically. Because you don't realize how much there is to do. And even just moving from college, you know, back home to somewhere else, or even if you're just moving from college back home, or just moving in general, it doesn't matter. It's a lot of work. So I'm going to share with you guys, like I said, some tips on staying organized. And then we're going to talk about some personal / like mental health things that I'm doing, kind of hitting that like realization, like I'm 22, I want to do what's best for me. And I know a lot of people, feel like they have to do the right thing and feel like they have to, you know, do what's best and what, you know, they're told to do and whatever. But there comes a point where you have to be a little bit selfish and, you know, put yourself first. And I think that I have a few like practical tips in that regard. So we'll finally get to that. But I guess we'll start with getting super organized. And I'll just tell you guys what I've been doing. This intro has been long enough. We get it. So first, starting off with documents. There's a lot of documents. Work documents and new apartment documents for me specifically. Apply these tips to your own life, please, in whatever way you see fit. I know everybody's going through something different. I do have like my, you know, quote, quote, side hustle of like doing my YouTube and obviously this podcast and everything social media related. And then I am getting another air quote real job, like I said, in the tech industry. So for me, I do have those work documents, like my offer letter and just other, you know, like the benefits documents and things like that. So I received all of those digitally. And then the new apartment, there's a lot of documents for that too, not just floor plans, but also, you know, leasing agreements and all of that. I'm a big fan of doing everything digitally these days, but I think it's so important to make sure you're keeping backed up copies of everything. So take some time, get super organized. Even if you, you know, don't have work or new apartment to deal with, get organized digitally. It's summer. Take this time. I love making folders just directly on my computer. Right now I'm looking at what I have. I have one called Life, which then is like subsectored into a million different categories. I have like business, personal, brand. And then I have like pictures, and then I have like a folder of just like old resumes. And then I have just a bunch of other things. I have a UGA folder on my desktop, which I break it all up by class. And then I have a tab for my sorority, because I used to run our social media, so I kept like all of the documents for that in there. I have my application for like when I applied to the business school. I'm pretty good about keeping everything, because you never know when you're going to need it again, and sometimes it's hard to reference things if they're not right in front of you. So definitely get super organized with this on your computer, or, you know, I really like using Google Drive too. I personally use Google Drive for everything, but I do like, you know, keeping a copy of it on my computer as well, just in case. And yeah, so get super organized with your stuff, especially if it's important documents. Make a folder that literally says important documents. Maybe put a a password on it just to be safe, because that could be really bad. But I definitely important. I'm really big on the calendar. You guys know me. I'm not really the most organized person. I definitely love to leave room for spontaneity in my life. Like, I hate to be a slave to my calendar and be like, no, I can't go out. I put on here weeks ago that I was going to podcast at this time. Like, no, I'm going to go out and live my life. I like to be somewhat of a spur in the moment type of gal. However, I am making some revisions to my calendar. I've really been just doing everything digitally these days. I love my day designer, physical planner. However, just being more on the go these days, I have been kind of doing it more digitally. I have a video up. I know I keep plugging my YouTube channel, but I do have a full video on like how I do the calendar and everything, and, you know, organizing it by basically different calendars in the calendar, which creates like different colors. I know people love Google Calendar too. I think Danielle uses that. I'm a big iCloud Cal girl, which syncs it up between all Apple products, and I'm a big Apple gal, so that's why I use that. However, when I use anything else besides a Mac, then I don't have access to it, which kind of blows. So, you know, maybe the Google Cal is your way to go. I don't know. Just use a free tool. I don't think you need to buy anything expensive. But anyways, for the calendar, I used to have a section for school, and I totally deleted that. It felt very refreshing to just remove that section altogether. I actually merged it with another one just so I didn't lose everything. I kind of like using the calendar for, like, this is so weird. I kind of like using it for, like, memories in a sense, where I can go through and, like, scroll up and, like, scroll through everything and be like, oh my gosh, a month ago today I was doing this. I don't know. So whatever. But I did get rid of that section, and I added a new section for work, for my job. So I put in the work hours for every day, just mentally, to know when I'm at work, because I really want to get good about this. I'm pretty good about staying on task when I'm doing, when I start a new like project or something, I'm pretty good about staying on task and focused. However, I want to know mentally, and I think the calendar thing can help with this. When I'm at work, I'm at work. Like, I don't want to work on anything else. I don't want to be distracted. I want to stay really on task. I want to get better. I want to hustle, grow, and grow my career. And I feel like that's the best way to do it, is literally just by like making it when I'm at work. That's my task. You know what I mean? I want to do it, and I want to do it well. So I put it in the calendar for every day. I just copy and pasted, you know, my hours. And then it just makes it more visually too, that you could work around those hours, I think. Obviously, I haven't started. Well, I did an internship last summer that was a 9-to-5 internship. So I worked around those hours. When I worked out, I did Orange Theory last summer, and I would just book my classes for at night. Morning workouts aren't my thing. So I would book it for like 6 o'clock. And on the way home from work, I would, you know, go home, change really quick, and then pop over, work out. And then, you know, it's 7 o'clock, eat dinner, chill out, maybe work on some YouTube stuff, whatever it may be. And that's that. And then you have your weekends, obviously, to do whatever the heck you want, hopefully, or whatever your work schedule is like. So I did add a new section for that. I just want to get mentally better about staying focused, even though, like I said, not the worst. I've met some people that are really bad about this, just in this digital age, like with distractions and whatnot. I'm trying to get better about that too. Okay. Next, physically deep cleaning my life. I have been following this method. It's the Brooke method. Okay. It's not the best, where it's keep, move to Boston, or sell/donate. So it's three piles there. The keep is like leave it here in New York. However, I'm trying not to leave much at all. I'm still going to have a few things just in case I come home on a weekend or for the holidays and stuff. But I'm not going to be home very much, realistically. Like, this is my life now. Like, I'm living in Boston. That's it. You know what I mean? So if I'm keeping it, it's very minimal stuff. The move to Boston is, I'm trying to be very selective about what I'm bringing, though, just because I am living in a studio apartment. I don't want to overcrowd my space. Luckily, the apartment has a pretty big closet. I'm crossing my fingers that I get the one that I want. So I will have, you know, space for clothes and other things. You know, I'll have room for a winter and a summer wardrobe, essentially. But I am selling and donating a lot, like taking bags out of my room every day. You don't realize how much stuff you have until you truly go through everything. So do yourself a favor, go shopping in your closet. Also, this is really effective too, just like looking through your stuff and, you know, realizing what you need. Sometimes I find myself doing this, where I'll look through my closet and be like, you know, I don't have just a black t-shirt or whatever it may be, you know, a good turtleneck sweater. So I think, you know, thinking about it from a holistic standpoint is really good too. Like, this is personal, I guess, but I'm getting, like, I want to get a new pair of Spanx, and I like looked through everything I have. I was like, I don't really have a good pair of like well-fitting Spanx right now. So I like wrote that on my list of like things that I need to eventually get. I need to get another pair of like dark wash, high rise jeans, things like that. And physically deep cleaning helps with that. I will tell you guys that with the selling and donating, I love donating my items. However, I will tell you guys that selling them, you can actually make some decent money getting it back. I know not everybody's the biggest fan. People are like, donate your stuff, which I'm 100% a fan of too, but I do try to sell it first. I was using Poshmark for the longest time. However, it started taking up too much of my time just because I had massive, massive amounts of clothes to get through in not really that long of a time. If I had the whole summer just to sit and chill, catch me doing Poshmark, I would totally do it. However, I am actually selling my clothes in a different way these days. I'm going to Plato's Closet. I know Buffalo Exchange does this too, where you can take your clothes in and they give you a value for them. And you literally get like cash back, and it's not like too much. I'm not gonna lie, like they're not gonna give you probably the valuation that Poshmark would on your clothes, which is why it's probably economically more efficient to do Poshmark, especially if you have the time or if you're only selling like two items at a time. But I just go with bags of stuff and then I literally get cash back for my items, and then whatever they don't take, I end up donating to like a local, there's like a bin around the corner from my house that I'll just go and take everything. And it feels really good to get rid of stuff and just totally clean out. So cannot recommend this enough. If you're looking for a way to spend your summer day, sell your clothes or just go through your clothes. I don't think you can do this enough, honestly, constantly refreshing your closet. And it doesn't have to be in a spending money way. It could be in like the minimalizing way. I know some people who do this thing where they only have a set number of hangers, and if they want to get something new, they have to get rid of something old. I think that is such a cool way to live, and I eventually want to get to that point. So stay tuned for that. Yeah. I'm also practically looking at my closet from a new perspective these days with the idea of workwear. I kind of estimated it's going to be like 70% of what I will be wearing. So shouldn't it be taking up 70% of my closet? I mean, it's hard to kind of conceptualize that. Most of my closet will become workwear. I'm slowly transitioning to that point now, but I just have so many like fun going out pieces from college and stuff. And I just think I'm at that point where I'm like, I gotta, you know, make these decisions where my whole closet can't just be like fun, like little tank tops and stuff. It has to be, you know, stuff that I can wear a multitude of ways, things that I can wear, you know, from work to a happy hour after or something like that. So I've been shopping it. I just went shopping at Banana Republic and scored majorly great stuff there. ASOS, my package hasn't come yet, but I think I found some good stuff online and pretty reasonable prices. And I am going to TJ Maxx this week. So those are kind of like the places that I'm shopping. If you guys have any workwear suggestions, hit me up. Yeah, it's just hard because I'm trying to keep it simple. Like I like the idea of, you know, like a classic workwear style. I don't want anything like too loud of prints or whatever. But I also do like super girly like dresses and things of that sort. So any tips, hit me up. Also with the buying stuff, this is a huge, huge tip that I have. Buy stuff that isn't dry clean only. So, you know, you read the tag and it says that you could wash it with everything else. You'll save so much money this way. Like that is just like a major, major tip because dry cleaning really adds up. And also then you're like without your items for so long because, you know, you might forget to pick them up or it's just like another errand to run. So I've been trying to be selective about the items that I'm buying to make sure that they are something that I can throw in the wash and, you know, rewear it again next week. This way I'm not like sending out all my items. And I know that's hard with suits and whatnot, but I will tell you a lot of the workwear I already have from Express is like, you could wash it. So, I mean, there you have it. That's one place where you can go for this type of thing. And also, I wanted to talk to you guys today about Drop. I know Daniel and I have shared our experiences with Drop before and talked to you guys a little bit about it, but and I also know that you guys are loving it, which is so great to hear. Drop is a free app. They give out cash rewards to over 3 million members for the shopping they do every day. So easy. You just link your debit and credit cards when you sign up. It's an app. You select the stores you shop with the most, and you earn points every single time you shop there. You could redeem points for gift cards like places to Amazon, Sephora, Lululemon, and many more. I know we love those brands, us gals on the go. It's so easy to use. It works in the background. And the experience is like super personalized. So, you know, you earn and redeem from the brands that are relevant to, sorry, I'm banging my water bottle. You earn and redeem from brands that are relevant to you and your preferences. And it's not just like a singular store reward program. You're earning from brands like across the board. I just love how it works in the background, and you accumulate points very quickly because the brands you're earning points from are the ones you shop with every day. It's not like limiting and sending you to like weird, sketchy websites. It's totally legit. And I know you guys are loving it right now. So for a limited time, if you head to the App Store or Google Play and sign up for Drop using the code GALS, and this is totally legit, you guys, you'll receive a $10 Starbucks gift card right away. Make sure to link a debit or credit card. That's how this is going to become active. So you link the debit or credit card when you sign up to redeem your reward. Once again, use the code GALS, G-A-L-S. And yeah, you receive a $10 Starbucks gift card. I know we all love our coffee around here, so you might as well save some money on it. And I know you guys and the gals in the Go Facebook group are popping off on how much you love this app, which is so great to hear. I love when we get sponsors for the show that you guys are, you know, loving. That's so awesome to see. So moving on with the tips / things I'm doing, I guess this is like a general tips list at this point. I made a new email signature. My email signature said for the longest time, it was like, you know, Terry College of Business, marketing, and then it had a link to my YouTube channel, but you know, I've removed that. So just updating like those little things, I feel like for especially those, the people who are transitioning from college to a job, or maybe you're going to grad school, like at a different school or whatever, just updating those like little details, updating your LinkedIn. You guys know, big fan of that. I love doing like Facebook posts and stuff too, to share with my friends and family when I'm going through a new phase of life or making a change, career change, or just doing something new. When I had my internship last summer, I posted like, I got an internship, you know. I think it's fun to share with the people you love that kind of stuff. So definitely keep everybody in the loop. Also, new business cards. I know that this is more for people that are independent guys and gals on the go, like doing your own thing. But I do need to order some new business cards. Just mine are dated. I just need to like update my things. I do need to update my resume again, but I'm going to wait till I like start my job and work that a little bit till I update that, because I'm not sending it out to anyone. I'm chilling for a while. Obviously have a job. Speaking of having a job, let's talk about finances. You guys wanted to hear more about budgeting, how Danielle and I budget. And this is something that we're consistently working on. We are obviously growing just like you guys each and every single day. I personally downloaded an app that's going to help me budget. I won't say the name because I just downloaded it like 2 days ago. So I want to keep you guys updated if I like it. And if I do, like a month from now, I'll tell you the name and I'll share it with you. And if I don't, no worries. We can just pretend this conversation never happened. I want an app though that's going to do everything for me without me thinking about it. Like it's just gonna bring everything up and do it. Because for me, the Excel thing, it doesn't work. I know that's really an annoying excuse, and it works for some people so well, like sitting there and, you know, calculating out your budget in Excel. And I commend you for it. My lifestyle is just like not accommodating to that. Things pop up every single day. So I really commend people that can sit there and do that. So I think something working in the background and then like ultimately telling me how much I'm spending in different areas, probably spending way too much on food, honestly. That's where I spend most of my food. That's where I spend most of my money right now, is on food. So just trying to figure out where I'm allocating my money and where I can save maybe a little more, where I can cut back, where I can, you know, give and take a little bit, since my rent is going to be very expensive. Like I said, adulting is very expensive. You don't realize that, because it's not only the rent. If you're living in a city, it's rent, it's parking. I didn't even think about it, but like if I'm commuting every day, I have to pay for gas. There's just so many expenses in life. Oh, and then your utilities, don't forget about those. So just keep it in mind. Even though I've lived in like a house at college and I've been, you know, paying my fifth of the utilities and paying for gas and stuff at school, it's like that amplified when you like are, you know, living the job life. So keep that in mind. Speaking of making money though, I'm not going to lie. I can't imagine how hard it is to graduate college, or, you know, be at this age in our life, maybe you're around my age or whatever, 20s, 30s, and have literally $3 in your checking account. I have so many friends that are in this position and they are struggling, like, you know, don't have money to eat out or get a coffee or whatever it may be. That's like, in my mind, it's not anything expensive. It's just like a literal part of my lifestyle. However, you know, these people are just living a different lifestyle than me, I guess. And it also, I can't even imagine, like, if you have that much money and then you're starting a job and you're expected to pay the moving costs, like, to, you know, uproot your life to an entirely new city and pay rent. And not only the rent, the moving itself, you guys, it's so expensive. If I didn't have my parents to help me, moving is so expensive. Like, the transportation itself, furniture, oh my gosh, it's mind-blowing. I know I keep talking about money and stuff, but it's real, and this is adulting stuff, so we're talking about it in this podcast. And I know money is a taboo thing, but we're talking about it. It's happening. So if you have time, or if you are younger and listening to this, I have two recommendations for you. Number one is to save now. So if you have a job, or even if you just get an allowance, I've had friends in college that would get an allowance, and they would, you know, allocate some of it every single month. Like, don't spend the entire allowance and allocate some of it to savings. Brilliant. Genius. Or, you know, if you're working, I have a friend that works so hard. She works at a pharmacy. She's a pharmacy student, and she saves all of her money with the exception of, like, you know, enough money to, like, go out to eat once a week or something. Brilliant. Saving is just the best thing you can do with your money, because it's just gonna, like, put it in safe place, number one, and then you also get the interest, which is incredible. So saving is my number one tip. And then number two is to create a side business for yourself, or a side means of income for yourself. I'm so blessed, grateful, thankful to have my social media as my side thing and another source of income, and to afford me the lifestyle that I can live. And honestly, I've said this before, I don't know how it would be if this was my only thing, because I probably would be struggling and it would be very expensive. So I'm very thankful to, you know, have a job after college. But I cannot stress to you guys enough, you need to create some sort of side income for yourself, or a side business for yourself. An easy example, Mariah, my best friend, used to teach Irish dance at a local school in Athens. So she, you know, got in touch with the local Irish dance school and, you know, became an instructor, something that she had skills in from when she was a child. And then there we go. Boom. She has an easy form of side income that paid really, really well. I know not everybody has, you know, those passions. So something else, I have friends that have jewelry businesses. So easy. You could do it from your house, you know. I mean, I guess it costs a little bit of money up front to kind of buy the supplies to make certain items and whatnot. And I would say some skill. It doesn't have to be jewelry, though. It could be absolutely anything. My freshman year roommate, Hannah, and one of my good friends, she used to, you know, customize t-shirts. Anything that you can do to create some sort of side income for yourself. And it's especially great if you love doing it, too, to increase your income streams and have just a little bit more flexibility. I cannot recommend it enough. I recommend it to literally everyone. And, you know, just, you don't even really have to have skills to do this. I know that's, like, so annoying to say, but babysitting could be your side hustle. You know what I mean? You don't have to necessarily, like, obviously it would be nice if you're trained in, like, CPR and all that stuff, but you don't really have to have the skills to do that. So side hustle. It's definitely something I recommend. If you guys have a side hustle and you're a hustler, let's chat about that too. I would love to hear, you know, ideas for side hustles and stuff like that. It's so inspiring to me how many great, great people are out there, you know, hustling every single day. And I know it's hard. I know it's going to be really hard for me to get home from work. I'm going to be exhausted. It was the same way with my internship. I'd get home, I'd work out, and then I'd, you know, literally shower, eat dinner, and then go to bed. So it is definitely hard to maintain the side hustle, especially with, you know, a 9-to-5 or traditional work job or something like that. Traditional career type of job. However, I think it is incredibly important. Next, these are kind of some things that I plan to do in terms of finances, things that I'm looking to do when I get to Cambridge, Boston, whatever you want to call it. I'm going to say that I'm living in Boston, and people are probably going to be like, you're not in Boston, you're in Cambridge, but I'm just going to say Boston just for the ease of it. So when I get to Boston, these are some plans that I intend to do, or promises I intend to keep. What should we call it? I don't know. In terms of groceries, I want to get really practical about my plans. I have a problem with overbuying. I think everybody does. I think our eyes are bigger than our stomachs, number one. I think also we like to think that, for me at least, I buy so much produce. I'm like, I'm going to eat all this produce. I'm probably not going to eat all the produce, especially if I don't know how to cook it or what to put it in. So I'm trying to get things that are versatile. This is something that I heard in the podcast today, and it's something that I do. So example, if I'm getting kale, a big bag of kale, it's probably like $3. I know in my brain that I can use it for a salad, the most obvious use probably. You can make kale chips with it. You know, put a little bit of olive oil, roast them in the oven. We love doing that in our house at home. Like here in New York, my mom and I do that. You can saute it up and put it in with your eggs in the morning, or you can even put it in a soup. So that's an example of like a produce item. I think all produce can be like shifted in a bunch of different ways. Obviously, you know, like broccoli, you can eat it raw or saute it or freaking microwave it or, you know, mix it in with cheese or put it in the oven and bake it. Like every single type of produce, I feel like you can make a bunch of different ways, but it's just keeping that in mind when you're buying it. Otherwise, it will go to waste. And also just having a plan for the items that you buy. Because if you're just like, oh, I'm going to buy these carrots, you have to know, like, when I get home, I'm going to chop them up or I'm going to use them for dinner this week. Like, I have to get better about doing that. This is a message to myself at this point. This is something that I need to learn how to do because overbuying sucks. Then it's like you might as well have just eaten out if you're going to, you know, spend all this money on groceries. And I want to plan before I go to the grocery store. This way I'm not overbuying too because I think that is smart. I've been looking for more ways to get vegetables into my diet. I know a lot of people make green smoothies, but only putting vegetables into my smoothies can make them not taste great. That's why I love Dole Fruit and Veggie Blends. They've created amazing, balanced recipes of frozen fruits and veggies, so I know I'll always get a delicious smoothie. All of the work of pairing great tasting fruits and veggies is done for me. I can blend great flavors like berries and kale or fruits and greens in with some almond milk. Then seconds later, I'm sipping on a tasty smoothie and getting the essential nutrients into my diet. And the best part is I don't have to wash or prep anything. It's all ready to go. It's like each bag was born to be blended. With fruit picked at peak ripeness, I know I'm going to get a delicious and satisfying smoothie every time. Sneaking more veggies into my day has never been easier or tastier. Dole Fruit and Veggie Blends. Find them in your frozen aisle. Next, I want to not waste money on Uber Eats and Postmates or just majorly limit myself. I think it's okay to splurge every now and again, like on the weekend if I'm like, like a lazy Sunday, I don't want to leave my apartment, you know, okay, that's a splurge. But to be doing it every night for dinner, no, ma'am, we are not doing that. I won't allow it. So I'm just, you know, going to keep that in mind and be really conscious about it. It's such a frivolous way to spend money too. Like I'm going to keep doing it. I love doing it. I'm not complaining, but it is after I do it. And then by the time you add the tip and everything, I'm like, damn, I really just spent, let's do McDonald's. I really just spent, you know, $15 on getting my chicken selects delivered. What? Like, or I could just go there myself if I really am in the mood for it and spend $7. You know what I mean? So I definitely want to majorly limit myself on that. Piggybacking, I am going to try not to waste money on coffee out. This is an addiction I have specifically. Well, in Athens, I did this too. Like when I was at college, I would get coffee out all the time. But in New York, I'm really bad about it too. It's just like a habit of mine. I love driving to the drive-thru. I love it. And I just get in the car and drive, and it's like, honestly, like therapeutic for me, which I know that's a dramatic word. However, in the new place though, well, driving in a city is not good. So I probably will be, with the exception of driving to work, I won't be like just like zipping around all the time or driving to work, driving to the grocery store, doing stuff like that, sure. But I likely won't be like doing that all the time. And the walk to coffee at my new apartment isn't like around the corner. It's like a bit of a walk. So it's not just like, oh, there's a Starbucks downstairs or something, because that would be dangerous for me. It's amazing because it's like a nice walk, like a little like in between walk. But it's amazing because then I have to drink coffee at home, which is going to save me so much money. Seriously, that $3 to $4 every day really adds up. I'm addicted right now. It's a big problem. So I don't want to talk about it right now, but this is going to start mid-June. I just want to do some quick calculations. I'm on my phone right now. Let's say that I spend $3.50 on a coffee, maybe not even every day. Let's do 5 days a week. Then there is, what is it? Isn't it 53 weeks in the year? Yeah, that's about, and this is only getting coffee. That's if you spend $3.50. So that's literally if you're just getting a plain coffee 5 days a week. So that's just the work days. You spend like $1,000 on coffee a year. And I definitely do that. I mean, this is like, you know, you guys could probably calculate that with the amount of times that I go get Starbucks, and it's terrible for the environment. I know the cup situation is not good. So we are going to work on that and being more mindful about my environmental impact. So 2-in-1 for that one. All right. So that was kind of all the ways that I'm like physically working to organize my life, things that I'm already doing and things that I hope to do in terms of adulting, post-grad plans. Hopefully that helps someone out. And now we're going to pop into the personal / mental health things. This is just kind of two key bullet points that I've come to the conclusion of recently in my chilling out 2 weeks at home. I guess I graduated like 2 weeks ago. Yeah. because I, yes, it was 2 weeks ago now. Sorry, calculating in my brain. And this is just some information that I have kind of drawn as conclusions. Number one, I want to be really, really selective with what I spend my time doing and who with. I want to make time for people in my life who matter to me. This is not only just at home in New York. This is in adulthood too. If I don't like someone or if I don't see, you know, like them being their character as being a good person or them being a positive influence around me, I don't want to waste my time and spend my time with them. I was pretty selective in college about who I spent my time with. And my group of friends was like amazing. I cannot complain. And if I, you know, didn't like someone and it was like a group setting, I would obviously avoid them and do the whole bit, but you don't want to be mean. I mean, this is like the borderline, but however, I think in adulthood, it's a little easier to be selective on how you're spending your time and what you're doing and who you're doing it with. So I really want to get specific about this and honestly, just be the best version of myself. And, you know, they always say you are the average or whatever of the five people you surround yourself with the most. Totally believe that. That is 100% true. Or even the five people you consume their content from the most. So I think it's important to monitor, you know, who you're following on social media and stuff, which kind of leads into the next thing, which is do yourself a favor, no matter what phase of life you're at now. If you're going through a big change, it's key to do this. But if you're just chilling on your couch right now listening to this or on your phone, do a digital detox. Unfollow the people who you don't want to see, or maybe you feel bad, quote, quote, when you see their content. I think we all have those people. I had those people. I guess I still do, quote, have those people, even though I've been progressively unfollowing and unfollowing and getting more and more selective. Some people, like, I see their posts and it just reminds me of a bad memory, or like I have a bad taste in my mouth, or it triggers me to think in some sort of unhealthy way. You know, if you had a bad experience with them or whatever, it may not even be them, but they might remind you of someone else. And it might just be like you're scrolling through your timeline and they bring you, you know, bad energy or whatever it is. I'm such a believer in who you follow on social media is your choice and you should make it wisely. It's just like your friends and everything. Like, you get to pick. That's the difference. Like, okay, your family you're born with, friends you get to pick, and who you follow on social media, you really, really get to pick. And I guess I see how it could be offensive to some people, like, oh, you unfollowed me, but I don't monitor who follows me and who unfollows me. So I can only imagine that most of the people in your life probably don't, because most people, I don't know. That just seems like something so stupid to care about. Obviously, if it's like your best friend, you can't unfollow them on social media. I think that's obvious. But I've had those people, like, I have unfollowed so many people from high school that I'm just like, I just legitimately don't care to keep up with you, or like, you know, just bad energy, bad vibes. You know, college, I was very selective about who I would follow on social media. And then from an influencer perspective too, like who I follow that I look up to as an influencer, I'm so selective about who I follow. I don't just follow everybody. I follow you, you know, if I genuinely, look to you as like a role model, or, you know, look up to you and your content and stuff like that. And I think that's a really good way to think about it. So honestly, you just gotta, this is like the whole idea of putting yourself first and put mentally, I'm sorry, I keep like saying the papa, mentally placing yourself like at the forefront of your mind and being like, you know, I am so important. I value myself so much to the point that you are going to do these little things to take care of yourself mentally. And then we can, you know, go into the whole like rabbit hole of, you know, going to therapy and all that stuff, which I think is so important too. Just, you know, monitoring your mental health. And I'm really bad about spending too much time alone, especially probably these past 2 weeks at home. I've been spending just a lot of time with my family and really not much with my friends. I'm going to see them next week. We're doing like a trip together. However, it's so easy to get like lost in your own head, you know, so get out and like see your friends then, and don't, you know, be a hermit. Like, I think it's important to do things with people and meet new people and put yourself in positions that are going to challenge you. And, you know, those are all things that go along with like personal growth and mental health and stuff like that. But I think that you should all, I recommend everybody to do this digital detox thing. You're going to be so shocked at the amount of people that you follow that you're like, what? Like, I genuinely don't care to follow this person. I should have unfollowed them years ago. Do it. Who cares? It doesn't matter. It's like pulling off a band-aid. And then make time for those people who matter to you, or reach out to those people that matter to you. Danielle and I have said it before, but it means so much to them, like to get those texts out of the blue, like, hey, I miss you. I would love to, you know, grab coffee or get lunch, or you should come over. It means so much to people. Like, when I receive those texts, I'm like, wow, this person really thought of me, and like they value me, and you know, I was on their mind. It's so special. It doesn't have to be in a romantic way. I just made it sound like it's like in a romantic way. I meant it in more of a friendship way, but I guess you could see it in whatever way you want to see it. So yeah, that's my massive list. I just was sitting on my computer and typing out, you know, the things that I'm doing to get organized, the things I want to do, and just in terms of maturity and like growing up, just the few things that I'm doing to place myself in a better state of mind and set myself up for success in this next phase of my life. I know that I did not cover nearly everything. I mean, there's legitimately dedicated podcasts on how to adult. So, okay, let's talk about it, guys. Like, I'm not covering all of the bases in this 1 hour podcast today, but I like to think that I hopefully scratched the surface and, you know, brought it to your attention. And I know a lot of us are going through this crazy, confusing time. And I just want everyone to know that it's going to be okay. Everything works itself out. What's that saying? It's like, if it's not the end, it's meant to be, something like that. If it's meant to be, it's not the end. I'm like thinking of like old Tumblr quotes. You know what I mean? I don't know what it is, but I think I do this thing where I'm like super like fantasy land thinking. I'm like, oh my God, this next phase of my life is gonna be so great. Especially with seeing the apartments too. I'm like totally now like, oh my God, it's gonna be so great. And I think I really do have to do some grounding of myself and be like, you know what, Brooke? Like I'm gonna be working really hard. I'm gonna be working, you know, several hours a day, and then I'm gonna come home and hustle more to afford the lifestyle that I want to live. So I think everyone has to go through some like self-realization in this time. And just figuring out what you want out of life. You guys know what to do. So I'm going to head out, probably chef up some dinner for myself. I'm home alone right now. I love being home alone, honestly. It's just super chill, super relaxing. I love podcasting too when I'm home alone because I can just be as loud as I want. I don't feel like interrupting anyone. So thank you guys again for listening to this podcast today. I miss you, Danielle. I'm so excited to be back with you next week. I'm so excited for Greece. Wow. Okay, so a week from today, we're going to be like packing for Greece because that's going to be like really soon. Dang, we're going to have the best trip ever, you guys. I'm freaking pumped. Traveling with Danielle is my favorite thing to do. So timeline for me, I literally, this weekend coming up, I am going to Montauk with a bunch of my friends from high school, which is out east on Long Island. Maybe I'll see some of you guys there. I know it's big vacation time. And then, oh, this is an update, I guess. June 4th, I am going to be having an event with Dormify. It is a decor company for your dorm. Super easy. I've been using them since before I went to college. Like I partnered up with them and they sent me a bunch of stuff and I am still working with them. They're actually sending me some stuff for my apartment. They do have like a whole apartment collection and I'm so thrilled to be partnering up with them. Such an amazing brand. And I feel like they really are here for like female empowerment, all that stuff, which I'm so here for. The CEO is a woman, which we love to see. So June 4th, it's going to be in the evening time. We don't have a time set. I'm hoping for around 5:30 or 6. You're going to have to follow me on social media to keep up with that. But we're going to do a little meetup at their NYC pop-up. I don't have the location, but if you just Google search Dormify NYC pop-up and then mark your calendar, June 4th in the evening time, come hang. We can shop together if you're, you know, headed to college or just in college and shopping for your apartment, or you can literally apartment or dorm, whatever, or you can literally just come and say, hey, I know a lot of you guys work in the city. And I would love to just like take a picture with you, hug you. I mean, it's not about the pictures. I want to hug you and see you. I think it's so cool to meet my subscribers. It's literally my favorite, not subscribers or podcast listeners, subscribers, followers, whatever you want to call it. I feel like we're all best buddies. So it's so fun. So that will be the week coming. And then June 6th, Danielle and I head out to Greece. So it's going to be an exciting few weeks. And we will obviously be updating you guys all the way through. We will chat with you guys next Wednesday. Love you guys all so much. And thanks for listening.
On your journey through Hollywood, let Todd Garner be your guide.
Wow, this is show business?
The Producer's Guide with Todd Garner. Recent guests include Anna Faris.
I've come to the conclusion that I just think I don't know what my face is doing.
Adam Carolla.
I'm teaching traffic school. Right. It's 7:44 in the morning. Of course, my stand-up career is not going well.
And Avengers director Joe Russo.
There's a direct connection between Arrested and Community and what we did in Infinity War.
Don't miss The Producer's Guide with Todd Garner on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.